tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good evening, AfterBuzzers. We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios giving you everything American Horror Story Season 5 Hotel. I am your host for the evening, David Skiffelady, joined as always by the lovely and talented Sarah Huggins.
Hello.
Elena Jordan.
Hi.
And joining us in studio tonight, the breakout star of Project Runway Junior, Matt Serafa.
Oh, stop.
Sorry, I had to look down at my how to say your name phonetically.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is a tough one. I have a tough one, too, so I understand.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Elena is also really tricky, because yeah. Her name is yes. Elena, but it's spelled with an A.
It could be Elena, Alana, Alana, Alana.
Oh, Alana.
Yeah, there's a plethora of options.
That. I like
and
Alana.
And most of them are wrong.
Tonight we are discussing episode 11, titled Battle Royale.
It felt like a finale. I know we said this about the last one, but this felt very final to me.
Really? I won't say anything. I didn't feel that.
You did? I did. I thought that it felt like this could have ended. And that's why I'm wondering the finale, how much... I mean, everybody's dead now.
Yeah, everybody died on this episode, so there's no show left.
Liz is still alive.
Yeah, it's going to be the Liz and Sally show for the whole finale.
Iris.
Yeah.
Iris' storyline is wrapped up.
I mean, yeah.
All the boring ones are left, so.
Yeah.
Gaga's head is in a jar. It's done. That's how I feel.
But she lives on as a spirit in the hotel.
True.
How weird would that be to, as a ghost... go and see your own decapitated head in a jar.
On a daily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's have dinner. I think there's some butter next to my decapitated head, if you don't mind getting it.
Huh.
It's weird.
I feel like it might kind of be awesome. I don't know. I have a weird, sick,
I have a plaster
twisted...
mold of my face that I had sitting out for a while.
See?
So yeah. It's like that.
That needs to be brought in.
It's really weird.
Is it? What was it made for?
For a class of how to do molds and castings for your face.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
You'll have to do our faces.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You can have your own Gaga-esque decapitated head. It'll be
perfect.
Great.
I felt like this episode was shockingly full of stuff, though.
I was
surprised.
I mean, there was a lot happened in a very short period of time, and it was very... captivating, and I felt like I wanted more, and that's why I feel like it wasn't a finale, and I want more to happen. Even though I feel like, you know, there are a lot of stories that have closed tonight, or sort of wrapped up to a point, but there's still more that can be told.
Okay. Well, there has to be, because there's still
another episode. I mean, there's still one more episode.
I'll say that I have a prediction of how I think this is all going to end now. I know I don't normally have predictions, but I have one.
We'll write it down.
I know it. I already have it.
Okay.
No.
It's going to be a while until we get to that.
Okay.
But we started off tonight's episode where we get to see sort of the precursor to how we ended last episode.
No hotline bling this time.
No hotline bling.
Thank
sad
goodness.
Sad. Sad I liked this version a lot better.
As did I.
You did? Ugh. All right. Well, I like the hotline bling. I would have liked it if they kept us on.
No, can't. Hotline bling.
If it had started with hotline bling, I don't think I would have been as on board on this episode.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But yeah, I liked it. It was just as we predicted, I feel like. We thought Donovan was going to die pretty much immediately.
Yeah. Which he did. Which
I didn't
sad.
Think of him throwing himself on her.
Me neither. He was like a human shield. I would never do that for anybody.
I mean, not yet.
He did come to her and sort of say that he loved her and he would do anything for her, and that, you know, giving up, it wasn't the first time that he said he would give up his life for her.
Yeah, but right? I mean, I didn't think that was a literal expression. Well, okay.
What does he have to live for anyway?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
He's already pissed off his mama. But how sweet was that? That
she threw him in the street.
Out. Yeah.
Love that.
It was so sweet when she threw her son into the street to die.
Yeah, instead of being there for eternity.
It sort of reminded me of season one.
Mm-hmm.
Of, what the hell was that character's
Jessica
name?
Lange?
Yeah, Jessica Lange's character tries to bring her daughter over to the murder house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of in, she's dragging him out.
Yeah. That was interesting. I didn't even make that connection.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like there's too many connections between Murder House and this season that I feel like they sort of repeated some storylines.
Just like an...
And changed the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of more of a nice callback because it has been 5 seasons, so
yeah.
It's not like it's a repeat of last season, so that's good.
That's true. I mean, anything's better than last season.
I liked it, but...
Last season dragged, let's be honest.
It had some fun moments.
But we get to see Sally sort of helping the Countess remove her bullets and come up with this plan. That was rough
was
to watch. That
and
was
her
not okay.
Giggling. Ugh, Sally.
It was
Kills
very
me.
Bloody and just... I'm okay with that stuff, typically.
I normally am, too. It was nauseating.
That was disgusting. It sounded like she was, like, reaching into, like, a Ziploc bag of, like, raw meat. It was
which is probably what the only artist did. It's a
very good description.
Yeah. Yes. So good.
It's so gross.
And all the needles and the tying. I just can't.
Sally's backstory, her antics in 1993... Whoo! 1993 was not a good year.
That was
for Sally.
Not a good year for anybody. Apparently,
yeah. I mean, I was rocking out to Hanson and the Spice Girls, but Sally was not having good times. Actually, that was before then. I think that was like 1997 was when they came out.
Yeah,
you're right.
95 was like Spice Girls.
93 was Nirvana. Everybody wants all Sally.
Yeah.
That's legit. I'll give you that, Sally.
I was rocking out to Selena. Whatever.
Okay.
I was still in the womb.
Yeah.
Rub it in!
Severe abandonment issues.
But crazy abandonment issues.
Crazy.
And she sold herself to those two people, right?
Right. Yes. And then...
Horrifying.
She didn't want them to leave her.
She didn't want them to leave her. She wanted to be so close to them that she sewed them all together and then they died.
Yeah,
and
immediately.
Were there for 5
that was
days.
Unfortunate timing as well. To, oh, I'm done sewing us together and now you're dead. Cool for days on end.
That just looked horrible. And then she ripped herself up. That was the worst
disgusting.
Part of it.
Well, we find, too, the first. Ugh. The addiction demon, the first time we see him.
We get a name for him finally this episode.
I feel like they haven't maybe officially called him that, but I feel like we've referred to him as that. Right?
Is that the one that looks like the naked mole rat?
Yes.
That's the one. I don't like that one.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I still don't get the purpose. I feel like we're going to maybe.
I feel like we're going to find out next week.
I think that's going to be the finale because that's really the only unanswered question so far. Which is very different for this season, like for the show. This season,
right.
Having most of the storylines wrapped up by the end. Because it seems like every season prior, you had to wait for the finale because you're like, how are they going to finish this
in
one
episode? I feel like they did something similar last season, though. I feel like the episode before the finale, we were like, okay, like they wrapped up a lot of big stuff. But I can't remember what
it was. I don't remember
exactly,
last season.
Neil Patrick Harris, that's all I remember. That's all I care about.
Yes. I was about to say that's the highlight of last season.
I remember him being there. I just don't remember what
Come
he
on.
Was doing there.
That's like the only thing I remember. Him and Matt Bomer's character when he came. For that one episode.
That one episode? Whatever. It's unimportant.
Speaking of which, Queenie only being here for one episode and...
For like a split second.
That's what I feel like this was another really wasted... Like when we had Max Greenfield, like I was just like, this is... that long.
It's like and they then kill gone. It. They come in and kill it, but then you're like, oh man, like yeah. I would have liked to have seen more of that.
She did have some good one-liners though, yes. like the one about the dermatologist. That yeah. was like so a good read.
So yeah, good. I loved it. So good.
But then March kills her. Because her, what did he say? Her magic has nowhere to go because he's a ghost?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I mean, that is a way to get around it, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, sad story for the end of Queenie.
The end of Queenie. And they finally answered the question, like, how do you kill Queenie?
Yeah. Right. A true. Ghost.
A ghost.
In a later season.
Two seasons later.
Before she gets to see Drew Carey.
I don't remember them being like so out and open, but I guess they were on the news in the finale of season 3.
Yeah.
I just didn't think that they would continue to live their lives out and proud witches like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I didn't think that this was a thing that nobody was ever mentioning throughout this whole, you know, you seem like at some point somebody would be like, "Also, there's witches."
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know.
There's a lot going on in the present day. If you think about all the seasons of American Horror Story, in like the horror genre, there's a lot of things going on. Because present yeah. day, you would have Murder House.
Right.
You would have that crazy serial killer from Asylum still running around.
Yeah.
You have
oh my
witches.
God, fantastic.
And now vampires.
It's a very dangerous place.
It is yeah. a very dangerous this- world.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to Ryan Murphy.
It's very Buffy-esque.
Yes, it is.
Taking me back.
The creepiest thing ever, though, was when Iris was walking with the ashes.
So I didn't get that. So she... Iris cremates Donovan's body.
Well, she didn't do it. Liz did that.
Oh, excuse me. Yes. I got my people confused.
Which I like, too.
I liked that as well. But she brings him... The ashes. Wait, I'm so.
She spreads them on the bed, like very My Strange herself. Addiction, like yes. the one where she eats yeah. the ashes. That's what yes. I thought was going to happen.
I thought she was going to eat them also, but she's just like rolling all around in them.
Then I thought she might jump off the top of the hotel.
Thought that was the next
I
thing
thought
as
so
well.
Right.
But she had no remorse for him after he was dead. It seemed like.
I feel like she got her closure because right. his last words were, "Thank you, Mom."
No, it was just Mom.
And I think that
we couldn't
was...
hear it, right?
I thought it was two separate sentences. I thought there... Meaning he said, "Am I safe?" And she said, "Yes." And then he said, "Thank you." And then period, Mom.
But still...
Like he was going to say something else, but he couldn't finish.
No, I think he was... That's the first time he's called her Mom. He's always called her Iris.
Oh.
That's the first time that he really was acknowledging, "I am your son, I am a part of you, thank you, Mom," not Iris. So I think that's why she got her closure, is finally, you know, she has her whole speech, "We were too much alike, but I loved you," and I think that was really her realizing he loved her too. And
like
so it
that.
Was kind of acceptance and just like, aw. And a really cool shot of having ashes come off of her on a rooftop. And a really good excuse to do it.
Right.
So.
I love Mrs. Evers is like, "Oh gosh, like there's a mess in here."
I love
vacuum
Mrs.
without a bag.
I love her.
I know. She went full crazy in this episode too.
She's always been full crazy.
Yeah, when has she not?
That's true. That's true. I thought we got closure with her last week, though. She calmed down. She got her washing machine. She was a little, you know.
That's her closure.
I thought it might be.
I mean, this week she got a bagless
vacuum cleaner. We show her unrequited love for March, but we're like, "You have a washer dryer. Calm down."
I mean, she seemed pretty satisfied last week. I'm not going to lie. If we never saw her again, I'd been like, all right.
That is true. I would have been fine not seeing her ever again.
Right?
Like she's been sort of like a borderline character to begin with that like...
I'm glad that they had more of a wrap-up.
She's cute. I like her.
I like her. Yeah.
I like her too. I'm not saying that I don't. I'm just saying that like, you know...
I thought we were kind of
dead. Yeah.
I think she's my favorite.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I think she's like my favorite underrated character.
You're crazy.
Not of the secondary ones. Of the non-main characters.
Really?
I love her. I think she's awesome.
Miss Evers.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, whatever. To each
Halloween
their own.
Costume. Get a girl.
That's a very easy.
Halfway there.
Yeah.
I'll be nice. That's not nice.
What?
To yourself.
Oh.
I just need a really awesome made outfit. Right. And then.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And a wig.
Yeah. And then I could eat candy yeah. all night long and be stoked.
Scrub stains. Just, like, have something when you scrub
actually, that
stain.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
Carry around, like, a bloody sheet or something.
Yeah. Sweet. Our girl Scarlett was back this week.
Scarlett is back from Grandma's, finally.
And shockingly calm for finding all this stuff out.
She
know.
Doesn't seem to care... At about all. Anything.
Yeah.
She just wants to clarify, like, hey, I know you guys eat people. I'm not one of those people, right? Because I can go back to grandma's, basically.
And John's cool. like, yeah, don't worry
like,
about
don't
it.
Don't worry. I'm going to bring people to your mom. For...
And then he has someone in his trunk with, like, duct yeah. tape over their mouth. Like, oh, yeah. Love that family Scarlett. Dynamic.
Yeah. Scarlett is the only one that's a voice of reason. Like, aren't people going to notice that he's still a baby?
I'm like, yeah, it'll be our little secret.
We just won't tell grandma.
Right?
I'm so confused by that character. They should have left her at grandma's.
I like her because she is basically being like the only thing breaking up their facade of a perfect family. Because they have this perfect horror family of, oh, you like to murder? Cool. I like to eat people. Be cool if you could bring me some of your murder victims so I could eat them. Let's hang out with our little demon baby son.
But I feel like, I mean, I agree with you, but I feel like in this world that, like, has been created for us, since we only have one voice of reason and everybody's crazy and the voice of reason is a child and appears so sparsely, that's not even a word, sporadically.
it's like sporadically.
Exactly. that it's not important to have that voice of reason.
That's legit, I guess, but...
Because she's shown up so few times and been, like, this voice of reason, as you put it, like...
But it's also
it
kind of why
sense.
It's sad and why it's not a perfect little murder family, because they do have a daughter who is a normal human
that
and
we
not
know
a murderer.
Of right now.
But it's like, we have one episode left... with her, so, and I really doubt anything major is going to happen with her in the next no. episode.
Unless John saves them, because we still don't know where Alex and Scarlett and Holden
right.
are, because they were clearly taken to the hotel, or they're stashed somewhere.
Stashed.
I mean, Lord only knows.
Thrown somewhere.
But who took them?
Sally.
Sally.
No, the Countess did.
Yeah, well, Sally sent the Countess.
Right.
And now the Countess is dead, so...
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I don't understand about that. Well, I guess we'll break down the whole Ramona thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
we'll
I'll ask
your
question. Well, because she says, so there was, like, a part of it we didn't see. You know, we
yeah.
see her, you know, kind of sweet-talking Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I just want to get my son and get out of here. But when
yeah,
she
yeah.
was going to leave, it didn't look like she had...
Her son.
Bartholomew with her.
Maybe she... I don't think he lives on the same floor.
She was going to the elevator to get him, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe he could have been in one of her bags.
So, I mean, maybe.
Who knows?
No, I think they have where she was going to get him, because otherwise when John killed her, it would have been the question of, okay, so what happens to Bartholomew now?
What does
Whereas
happen to
if
Bartholomew?
He's
right,
in the
what
room,
happens?
Yeah, but I mean, he'll be in the room, and Iris was feeding him anyway, so she'll probably just keep taking care of the little monster baby.
It's so ugly. They should just leave it on, like, the firefighter's doorstep.
I know.
It's just
like,
a really weird baby.
I know. I forget that it even exists, like, half mm-hmm. the episodes.
Because, again, it's not important.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, it was an interesting storyline when we had it, when it was introduced to us, but I feel like it was so unimportant.
I feel like that was one that they were in the writer's room. They're like, oh, and she'll have this, like, creepy demon baby. And they're like, that'll be great. And they're like, oh.
Sure.
They're like, we really can't do much else with this, so let's...
I feel like the same thing happened with the kids, like... That's
the
it.
Tweens.
Like, Ramona killed all the kids, and that's the end of that storyline. Because
yeah,
they built
good.
It like it was going to be this big thing, and then they were just like, oh, yeah, look at all these dead kids.
Yeah, whatever. Again, I did not care about those characters. I wanted to see what happened to them after they showed up and then disappeared for weeks on end.
Right.
Yeah.
But whatever, they're dead.
Like, get over it.
I think that was kind of good that the writers kind of knew that that storyline had played out. So they were just like, meh.
It's like, it was not like
things to focus on.
There wasn't anything really happening with those characters anyway to begin with. So easy to kill them off.
Yeah. And it's still an unsettling thought. A bunch of angry, prepubescent vampires coming to murder you.
And it was really brutal. That was another super gory scene when they were killing everybody.
It was.
Yeah. So. Worth it. Worth it.
A good Halloween episode, and that's what it was supposed to be. So
definitely. Ramona looked like $1 million.
She looked amazing.
She had always witch blood.
Even when I thought she looked great, even when she was all sickly and measled.
But so, what's going on with her though? That was the only thing. I mean, they obviously don't want us to know because.
What do you mean? Well, she ate all the blood from the teens, and all the teens had the measles.
So
well,
she got it.
So she got what. They had.
Well, no, I know, but when, you know, when, after she talked to the Countess.
Uh-huh. After she drank from Queenie.
Right.
Right.
And then she goes and talks to the Countess.
Yeah.
Where is she now?
She's just in the penthouse.
She's just chilling in the hotel.
She was like, okay, cool, bye.
The Countess gave her the hotel. She was like, it's yours, girl. Have fun.
Have fun.
Enjoy my couture.
I think she's probably just kicking it, loving all of her new stuff.
Cool.
I mean, I was sort of surprised that Ramona let the Countess go to begin with.
Me too. But that's why I think that there's something more to that, like that we're gonna see something happen, right?
Then maybe the Countess killed her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think Ramona just let her go.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense too.
It seems like all of the characters that fall in love with the Countess just never fall out of love with the Countess.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she said. She said
they're
she's
all
a curse.
Living for her and dying for.
Yeah, but it felt like that was
Ramona.
At first I thought, oh, she's apologizing. This is her softer side. But I really feel like, yeah, she was just trying to get up. She knew that that was going to get Ramona to soften up and let her go.
I'm kind of sad that John killed her and that she didn't get to leave the hotel. Now she's stuck there for eternity.
I did kind of like that she was all, like, sad and just sort of deflated a little bit.
Mm.
I like that.
Back to her original self.
Yeah. When March was like, not just once a month, but every day. And like, you just see her slowly taking that in. Like, okay. Yep.
This is it.
Every day.
Yeah. At least she looks fabulous.
It's true. Yeah.
She always does.
I know. Yeah.
She never didn't.
That's true.
I mean, that's her only solace.
Right.
But I did like that, you know, for the thou shall not kill, we had so many different ideas of who it could be. And March even says, it could be me or you upon that show, but your choice was inspired. And it's like, oh, okay.
It was good. No, I thought that was a good ending to her.
Yeah.
It was just...
And a nod to the fan speculation, I think.
Yeah. I just think it was an upsetting turn of events for the character.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, being mowed down with a bunch of bullets is never great for you.
Yeah, because she's finally sort of come into her own and she figured out, like, this wasn't what she should have done with her life. She was going to, like, start a new chapter. So I felt for her.
But that was also part of the finality of it all. I thought, okay, well, Ten Commandments, done.
Yeah, Ten Commandments are done. But March has other plans.
She can take care of Bartholomew now because she's stuck there for forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Until something happens to him.
Or something happens to the hotel.
Well, don't talk about that yet.
Okay. I'm not talking about anything.
That's what I think. I mean, how much more? Well, do you want to get into Mrs. Evers, you know, with her?
Yeah, I loved the
ending
Mrs. Evers storyline.
Do you think that that character now has, like, moved on? She no longer lives in the hotel?
No.
You don't think she's finally gotten her closure?
I don't.
Really?
Mm-mm. I feel like if we see March next week, we'll see her again, too.
Okay.
What did you think of her line when the Countess said, so what are you even going to do? This is all you've ever done. And she said, there are more stains in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
I was really confused.
Me too. I didn't understand one of those words.
I was like, huh?
I think that was her saying that she's moving on.
To what?
To
cleaning sheets in the sky.
Yeah.
Cleaning sheets in the sky.
I don't know what she's going to do, but I think she's either going to heaven or she's going to hell. One of the two.
Okay.
But I don't think she's staying on the hotel. I think that was her saying, like, I've finally gotten my closure. I'm free. I'm no longer going to serve you anymore. It's time for me to move on.
Hmm. I don't know. I feel like she's still in the hotel, but I feel like mentally she's tied herself because she's so loyal to March.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally finding out that her love is completely unrequited. And she even says, I feel strangely free. I think that's just her being like, okay, I've dedicated my life and my death to this man that I was too scared to admit my love for, and now I finally have, and I finally have an answer, even if it's not the one I wanted.
Right.
It is an answer, so now I know that I can go and figure out something else, even if it's just on a different floor of the same
house. Yeah, right?
I hope not. I hope
maybe
she gets to
move
on.
Maybe she'll crush on someone else.
I hope she gets to move on. That's all I'm saying
we
about
shall
her.
See.
We will
finale,
see.
It's just her and the addiction demon, like, hand in hand, like, prancing
like
down the hallway.
Thing.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
That was the episode, right?
Yeah. I feel like it was. Anything we forgot?
Anything you missed?
It was crazy. It was so gory.
It was one of the more gory episodes of the season.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Even though it seems like I sort of, like, don't care about any of the characters this week, I still really enjoyed the episode.
Yeah, that's true. There was nothing really that tugged at my heartstrings this week.
No.
I loved the episode, and I loved all of the costumes this week.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Liz, gorgeous dress.
Week.
Ramona borrowing Liz's dress, also gorgeous. And that, like, bustle on the Countess's dress, the white suit.
Oh, well, speaking of costumes, we do have a fashion expert here. So let's hear what you have to say.
Well, I don't think Lady Gaga's ever worn anything that I didn't love. I especially this week, I think my outfit highlight for her was she was in, like, an all-black gown, and then she had these, like, really voluminous sleeves. Mm-hmm. I thought that was stunning.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was her, like, final outfit, right?
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Best dressed character overall. Her?
For sure. Yeah, hands down.
Claws down.
Claws down.
That was a good one.
Let's jump into a little bit of news and gossip.
You have some?
Just a little bit. Because Lady Gaga is on the cover of V Magazine. Mm-hmm. So run, don't walk. Her spread is amazing. Homage to McQueen.
Love it.
Live.
Haven't seen it.
So good.
It's so gorgeous. McQueen's like my favorite designer, and I love Lady Gaga, so I died.
I got
it. Did you see the spread?
Yep.
It's so good.
So good.
I'm in love with it.
Awesome.
That's all.
Like, that is all.
Yeah, let's jump into predictions. Sure. I don't think if I even have any.
Really? TV.
I think we have the same one.
Sarah, you can go because you've been, like, jumping at the bit since we started.
And it's not that big of a deal. I just think, and I never thought it until this episode, that someone's going to burn down the hotel.
Oh.
Or blow it up.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone.
I think the hotel's going to get burned down.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about any of the people, and I don't really care, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, March is calling for, like, a ceasefire, being like, the killings have to stop.
Right.
It's like, okay, then it's got out of hand, guys. If, like, Crazy Town Banana Pants kill everybody, man, it's like, let's calm down.
Right. But then it's like, I do care about Liz, actually. I should retract. I do care about Liz. And
I think
I feel
Liz
like
is going to be the one who strikes the match and
me
walks
too.
Away.
And walks away with,
like,
Blaze
a 90s music
her.
Video. Yeah.
Mm. Yes. And then she can go, like, be with her son and hang out with him. Happily ever after.
That would be cute.
Oh, we haven't had the chat role visible until now.
No, we haven't. So sorry, guys.
Sorry.
We haven't been ignoring your chat.
No, we haven't. Yeah. We just didn't bring a computer tonight, and the chat role is too far away for
sorry,
me
guys,
to even see.
Sorry, guys. We were
see.
Having a technical issue.
No, it's totally fine.
That's okay. Okay, anyone else?
So
predictions?
Any predictions?
I don't think so. I've thought since the beginning someone's going to destroy the hotel. I mean, that's the only way any of them are going to get out.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the only... final thing that can happen, really. Mm.
And then they cut to the future, and they've built an In-N-Out burger, and it's a haunted In-N-Out burger.
Well, that's the thing, is, like, because and that kind of ties in with all the, you know, murder scenes in Hollywood. They do tear down a lot of these houses and stuff, only, you know, to have hauntings for years and years and years and years. Not as epic as Hotel Cortez, but, you know.
My only prediction would be that I think it's going to end the same way that Murder House ended, just based solely on the title.
What do you mean?
Of next week's episode.
It was just like another... What do you mean? Like, how would it be the same?
Just the way that it ended. Like, the same shot.
Oh, got it.
But that's my only real prediction.
All right.
I don't really know how it's going to end. Because I sort of feel like I don't care. I'm not going to lie.
I think the addiction demon is finally going to take Sally. I think March has had some sort of deal holding him back. I think he's just going to let it go.
But what do you think that is exactly?
I think it's just a manifestation of her own addiction and craziness.
Mm.
Okay. So she's going to... All right. I feel like she's just going to burn up in that hotel with everybody else.
And her bad hair is going to just burst into flames. Totally. So much hairspray.
Totally.
It's going to be the first thing to ignite.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Absolutely. I might start it. Who knows? You know? Liz could throw a match. The hair starts it. So, yeah. I am excited to see how it ends.
Excuse me.
Haha, I'm getting you sick.
I am not getting sick. I had something caught in my throat. Mm-hmm. Rude.
Was it germs?
No. No.
Well, that was fun. All right.
Before we go, Matt, where can everybody find you?
Well, I'm very active on social media, like other kids my age, obviously. I love Instagram. That's my favorite.
Okay.
And it's at Matt Sarafa. I keep it simple. That's like all of my usernames and stuff. But then I do makeup and I do beauty. So I have my own YouTube channel, Makeup by Matt, where I post new videos and I have a giveaway going on right now. So yeah, that's where you can stay updated. I have so many cool things in the works and
anything you can talk about?
I mean, I can say I'm working on a fashion line and I mean, it's very, very complicated, a lot harder than I thought it would be, but I'm working on that right now very hard. And
is it going to be a full collection or are we going to like see like a small capsule?
Well, I want to get it put out to my fans as soon as possible, so I think I'm going to just kind of launch the pieces as they're ready to come out in production. And then also this weekend, I'm going to be designing for the second year in a row for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence Project Nunway fashion show.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. It's in San Francisco, and it benefits the LGBT community, and it's so amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sick. Elena.
Oh, I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And I don't do anything awesome that you do, but you can find me here.
And I am on Twitter at Sarah on the Go, Sarah with an H, and SarahBear627 on Instagram.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff. Thank you, Matt, for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I loved it.
And from everyone here for the AfterBuzz TV family, we just want to say thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.